Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. This is Joyce Kyle, the Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. And as always, we are so pleased to have you join us for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. If this is your first time joining us, then welcome, welcome, welcome. Each and every week, we do our very best to provide you with tangible resources and information that you can use for yourself, as well as to take that information and be able to share it with those within your responsibility and in your circle. So this week is like every other week. We've had great guests throughout the entire year that we have been hosting this show. This week is no exception. And for those that are new to us, Walking Into a New Life, our mission, of course, is to stop domestic violence and help stabilize victims through a series of projects, programs, and initiatives that we host throughout the year. And most of what we do is absolutely free. The idea is to ensure that we are helping men, women, and teens transition from a state of victim to a state of victorious. And so at the end of the broadcast, we will recap some of the things that we have done this year, as well as to inform you all of things that we have coming up that you can help us with. So without further ado, I am so very pleased to be able to introduce to you all a power couple this time. You know, a lot of times we have a man on the show or a woman on the show, and their partners are not able to come on. But this week, I am super excited because we have the privilege and the honor to have LaVincent and Terica Hardy join us, and I'm going to allow them to come in their own way, and we're going to start by allowing LaVincent to lead us as the man and as the head of his household. So we will let him talk a little bit about himself, and then, of course, Terica will be right behind him. But they are a young, gifted married couple with both individual and collective talents. And I will just say this, I had an opportunity to share the stage with Terica. I guess I was back in December for Mountain Movers Conference, and I instantly fell in love with her spirit, a young lady who's beautiful on the inside and out. And so they make such a beautiful couple, both aesthetically and with their spirit. So without further ado, I introduce to you all this week's special guests, LaVincent and Terica Hardy. LaVincent, take it away.
All right. Thank you for that awesome, awesome introduction. Just want to say, first of all, thank you for having us on the show, and it's definitely a privilege and an honor to be here and just share our story and a little bit about what we're doing here in the community and in the country. So I am LaVincent Hardy. I'm an author, motivational speaker, and co-founder of iProsper, and I also here recently founded a young men's organization called Joe, Gentlemen of Excellence, and that particular organization has my heart. I have a passion, one, for helping people and for using the gift that God has given me, but I have a passion for helping and guiding and mentoring our young men that are out here. Excuse me, not just young men, but men, grown men who are lost as well. So I have a passion to give knowledge, to give wisdom, to give anything that I can to help somebody that's in need, especially our young men. And so I'm a deacon as well at my church, Tabernacle of Praise. And I'm very devoted to God first, and my beautiful wife, Nick. And I'll say this, and I do agree, and I hope nobody takes this as me being cocky, but I do believe that we are a power couple. Now, my wife is just the bomb, and she really has done an awesome job with me just being able to tolerate me, because I'm a little, I'm silly. I can be silly, and sometimes I can be a little bit too much. But she's awesome, and I just thank God for her. I thank God for her beautiful face. I was going to say a spirit, but her face is just beautiful.
Oh, my goodness.
But I thank God for her beautiful spirit and how he's just blessed me with such an awesome gift on her that I believe helped me to birth the gifts and the talents that I had inside of me. But she helped to push those things out of me. I'm going to stop right there because I'll keep going, and we won't be able to hear from her.
Well, aww. I am Jerica Hardy, and thanks, babe. I really appreciate those beautiful, kind words. I hear them often, so he's definitely not putting on a show just because we're here today. Well, first off, Joyce, my mountain-moving sister, I just want to say thank you for inviting us. We are happy to be here. We're excited. We definitely support your vision and what you are doing for the survivors of domestic violence. So we just appreciate you for what you do and appreciate you for the invitation. And again, we were able to get connected back in December, and I mean, like spirits, we connect. And I could just tell that God is using you in a mighty and powerful way. But again, I'm Terica Hardy, and by trade, I am a licensed clinical social worker. I am very passionate about mental health awareness, and I think that it's often not talked about enough, and sometimes it is considered taboo. I feel like we individuals, we have embraced, or we are not as the subject of a physical illness is not as taboo as mental illnesses. So from 8 to 5, I'm a mental health advocate, and even after that, I am. But as far as today, I'm also the co-founder with my husband of I Prosper, and we have authored, we are published authors of our book I Prosper Daily. And I'm a motivational speaker as well. And, my mission, Joyce, is just to inspire. In terms of whatever I do, I just want to inspire people to be who God has created and called them to be. That's my life's mission, and that's what I aspire and I am inspired to do. And we lead prayer sometimes at our church. We have been life group facilitators for our church for the teens. So we just have a heart for God, a heart for God's people, just a heart for people, period. That's a little bit about me, and I'm a devoted wife and a devoted mother.
And for those of you who are just tuning in, I'm Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life, and thank you so much for tuning in to another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. And as I shared at the top of the broadcast, I told you all that this was definitely a power couple, that they are in love. They love each other. They are committed to each other. They're committed to family. They're committed to God and their mission. And you can hear it. And like I said, for me, I've had the opportunity to spend time with you all and be in you all company. And I just love the way that you all interact with each other. It's so genuine and pure and sincere and loving. And I just absolutely love it. How long have you all been married?
Almost 6 years.
Yay.
Yes.
Aww.
In October, 6 years.
Yes.
My baby. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
I have been married. It'll be 2 years for me in August. I am as excited about my marriage and my husband. And when I listen to the two of you and I've had the opportunity to interact with you all, and I see that, I see us when I see the two of you. And
wow.
So I think that's a whole lot of it for me. So for those of you who are in, radio land, so to speak, I know that you can hear it and feel it. So it's even more profound to actually be around you all and experience that genuine love that you have for yourselves, to in commitment to each other, and what you do. So that's a good segue for me to ask you all, and it doesn't matter which one of you wants to answer this, but what inspired you all to decide to co-author I Prosper Daily? What was the inspiration behind that?
Okay, great, great. The inspiration definitely came from frustration. And when I say frustration, I was personally frustrated, but the frustration of seeing the people who got created, to see those people on the sidelines, to see those people suffer, and me being one of those people, suffer and not go after what God has created us for, that was a frustration that birthed something in me that I was uncomfortable. I just couldn't sit still. And if you think about sitting in a chair and you're uncomfortable, or just sitting in any situation and you're uncomfortable, it's impossible for you just to sit still and just take it. I don't care how tough you think you are, you're going to have some type of discomfort and you're going to display that discomfort. So I had originally had the thought of, hey, babe, let's write a book. And I started writing a couple of devotionals, a couple of things, and I heard God telling me to do more, and he told me to come and present it to my wife. And so I kind of had writer's block at the very beginning. And I was like, babe, I believe we're supposed to do this together. And so, you know, at first my wife was she kind of froze. She was like, why? You know, why do we need to write a book like that? And I explained to her, you know, I was like, well, this is where, you know, what God has put in my spirit. And, you know, from that point on, of course, after having several dialogues, that from that point on, you know, we decided that we were tired of seeing God's people sit on the sidelines when it's supposed to be us in the game playing, when it's supposed to be us prospering. God didn't create us to sit on the sideline. God didn't create us to be limited. But we have become victims. We have become the ones who are suffering, the ones who are going without, the ones who are watching everybody run past us. And it's not necessarily anybody else's fault but ours, because we aren't aware of who we are. We aren't aware of the weapons and aware of the tools that we have and that what God has equipped us with. So it's our fault. So we decided, and I know this is a lot, but we decided to go at this particular project and this ministry to help free God's people.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, God says that he comes that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And oftentimes when you think of the word prosper, because that's the name of our book, I Prosper Daily, Living the Life We Were Created to Live, when you think of prosperity, oftentimes people think of money. And we know that the Bible says that money answers all things. But when we wrote this book, we wanted people to understand that you're prospering when you are operating in your God-given purpose. And when you operate in your God-given purpose, that's what the Bible talks about when it says that God gives us power to get wealth. When you operate, when you truly operate in the purpose that God shaped for and fashioned you for to do, to contribute to this world, the wealth will find you. You will attract wealth, and you will attract health. You will because you'll be satisfied. There's just something, there's a form of peace, a form of joy, a form of gratification that comes about when one is operating in his or her purpose, in his or her gift. So that's what, and when we talk about prospering, that's what we're talking about. Prospering is a mindset. It's an attitude. It's not necessarily about all that you have. It is an attitude that God created me for something. The all-seeing, all-knowing God shaped and fashioned me in my mother's womb. He gave me particular gifts and talents to carry out his purpose, and I'm going to walk in those gifts and talents, and I'm not going to sit on them. Because when I sit on them, I provide a disservice to the world and to God as well. I feel that we owe it to God to be purposeful. And when we're purposeful, we are prospering.
Wow, you know what? If we were just to stop the show right there, just right there, you all have shared such great information. I'm just over here, like, taking notes and rereading, and, okay, I want to elaborate on this point. I want to elaborate on that point. You all are just hitting so many important targets. I mean, it's just unreal. So for those of you who have tuned in just now, like in the last couple of minutes, I'm going to strongly advise you to go back and listen to the replay so that you can catch everything that the Hardys have had to share thus far. I mean, just profound, practical, sound information. Please let our listening audience know how they can purchase your book.
Yeah, our book is located on Amazon.com. You can find that. You can also download it for your Kindle as well. You can find us. You can contact us. You will also be directed to the book on iProsperDaily.com. That's our website, iProsperDaily.com. You can also find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/iProsperDaily. Again, that's iProsperDaily.com, or you can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/iProsperDaily.
And everybody, I'm going to make sure that that information is also being shared on our different social media platforms as well. So please make sure that you go to the Walking Into a New Life fan page where that information will be available. The replay will also be available. And we are in the process of revamping and revising our website. So once everything is completed and it's up, we will also have links to our guests. Information so you can go back and it's as easy as a click and be able to pull up the information about you and how people can reach you. So if you happen to miss it this time again, go back to the replay. Be glad to share that information via our social sites as well as theirs because we really want people to get this information, know that it's out there, it's available, that you have people of all walks of life, of ages, of backgrounds, of demographics that care about you and want to see you prosper. And I love the fact that you all focus on it, not just from a financial standpoint, but from a holistic one. I think that is very, very key. And Telica, I'm going to pose this question to you as it relates to mental health issues, because at the beginning of the show, you talked about the fact that unfortunately, it's still a very taboo subject to discuss. So having said that, what have you found to be the most encouraging thing about addressing the issue? And then the flip side, what have you found to be the most disheartening?
In terms of the issue of mental health, the most encouraging thing is actually helping someone obtain services and obtain help. So much and giving them hope, because so many times if someone is having chest pains or someone is having some somatic symptoms, or when I say somatic, I mean medical or physical symptoms, they rush to the ER. They say, go to the doctor. If you have a cold, if you're having flu-like symptoms, you're going to go to the doctor. But what happens when you have those negative thoughts, when things are so bleak and you're so hopeless that you cannot see your way out? A lot of people will just pat you on the back because we don't understand mental illness. They'll pat you on the back and say, oh, girl, oh, man, get yourself together. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps and get back in order. But what we don't understand is that just as important as physical illnesses are, mental illnesses are just as important. And you know what? You cannot separate the two. Your head is attached to your body, which is attached to which works in line with your heart and every other organ in your body. So if your mental health is a part of holistically is just as important. And I think the biggest, the thing that is encouraging is, again, helping people to see that this is an illness and that recovery is possible. Now, the disheartening thing is that is when I see a patient and later on they commit suicide, or turning on the TV and finding out someone jumped from a bridge or someone jumped from a building to kill themselves. It's disheartening because I know that there's help out there. And I think that the more that we talk about it more, that it makes it a less taboo subject and and we bring about awareness, because there's fear in what you don't know. And a lot of people don't understand and don't know about mental illness. And so when you don't know, out of fear, you form these opinions about it. And that could be very detrimental to you, or it could be very detrimental to a loved one that may be suffering from that, in that you don't go and get help from them. So, yeah.
Right.
Definitely
right.
Passionate Absolutely. About mental health awareness.
And I am glad that you are, and I was sharing with my husband that the next for the next couple of broadcasts, we've had individuals to come on the show in the past as it relates to mental health, because it plays such a huge part in the role of domestic violence. And so I've had a few people over time to come on, and I'm really focused these next few broadcasts. And I'm dedicating those specifically to mental health issues and what to do, where to go, how to get started, some of those taboo things that we just spoke about. So I am definitely interested in keeping that conversation going. So I'm glad that you're as passionate about it as you are. We need more people to be passionate about that particular area, because it's necessary, and I love the perspective that you gave on it. So having said that, I'm going to move over to LaVincent and ask you with, I'm going to speak from the gentleman of excellence perspective. With you being a young African-American man in ministry and doing this work, I'm going to ask you, what have you found to be most gratifying with what you do? And then again, what has been the most disheartening aspect about what you do?
Okay. Well, with Gentlemen of Excellence, or Joe, I am always satisfied. I always get excited or get on a high when I know that the young men that I target, the young men that I talk to or mentor, that they actually receive what I'm saying. Because I can talk to anybody and say a bunch of great things, but if they don't actually take it in and apply to their lives, I feel like I've wasted both of our times, my time and his time. But I believe that there is hope. And a lot of times the young man, the young male, both black, white, any race, they have a lot of things against them. And instead of a lot of people pointing fingers at them, I believe that they are the answer to a lot of the problems of the world today. Because if you look in the news, if you get on social media, a lot of things that's going on, it involves a lot of the young males. And it's not like 21 and up. It's like from ages 9 to 17. And the thing about that is so that it doesn't say that they're bad kids. They need attention. And my main message is to be yourself. It's important that you recognize who you are and you recognize how powerful you are, because me growing up, I considered myself to be, you know, my own man growing up. I always wanted to be older than what I was or tougher than what I really was. But I found myself trying to be like other people. I was the youngest of three. And a lot of times I emulated what I saw in my brother, my sister, or in other people. And when I got to a point in my younger age, I realized that I just can't do this anymore. And I felt like I was cheating myself. I felt like I was cheating this world, as Terica said earlier, by trying to be something that I'm not. And I believe that this world would be a much better place if our young men realize that it's okay to be yourself. It's okay to be different and not try to be like what you see and hear on TV and radio and in these songs. It's so many mixed messages that are being released, and our young men are lost. So it's disheartening that I can't really reach the world with at one time. But the gratification that I get is that if I can start with one and not worry about trying to hit somebody and hit that young man that's in China, if I worry about the person that I see in front of me, the person that I see that's locally here in Memphis, I will definitely, I feel like I've done something. So that, and I can keep going, but I'm going to stop. But I tell you, like, I get all, you know, pumped up about it because something has to change. Some things have to be different or done differently than what's been happening here locally and nationally.
Yeah. Well, you all are doing the work. And if nothing else that's taken away from this interview, I think that, in fact, I know that people who are listening can feel the passion in your voices, and they can see and know and really understand where your hearts are, where your mind and your spirits are. It's no question, no doubt at all. So you all are doing the work. You're doing it together. I love the fact that you are a young couple who is committed to each other and the work, and that you're finding that balance to make it work collectively, but you still have your individual identity. And that is very key, and that's what is going to continue to allow you all to be successful, because you have made God your first priority, and then everything else is working together based on Him being at the head of your lives. So I commend you both for the work that you do and the commitment that you have and the passion that you have in which to do it. So thank you all so much for being guests on our show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
And for those of you who missed the very top of what I shared at the show, I wanted to just go back and piggyback really quickly to let you all know that April is recognized as National Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month. It is also Child Abuse Prevention Month. So if you or someone that you know may be going through those issues, please reach out to the national hotline as soon as possible. Call 911 at your local stations. Also, please feel free to call us at 901-466-6182. Again, that's 901-466-6182. Also, we can be reached by email at info@wial.org. Again, that's info@wial.org. Katie, in a number of programs related to Sexual Assault Awareness Month this month. And also, we are still collecting cell phones, so we'll be doing that until the end of the month. So if you have old cell phones, it doesn't matter if they're broken, it doesn't matter what brand, doesn't matter if they're flip phone or the iPhone 7, it doesn't matter, we're taking them all. Those phones are being sent to Verizon through their Hope Line program, and what they do is they clean and reprogram those phones, and they're redistributed to survivors and victims of domestic violence. So, again, if you have old cell phones, contact us, let us know. We'll be glad to pick them up from you. Again, I just want to say thank you to our special guests, LaVincent and Terica Hardy, for being our guests this week. So thank you. We've got a minute. If either of you have something that you want to share to just close us out, this is the time to do it.
Listen, I just want to, you can support us by purchasing a book, I Prosper Daily, Living the Life You Were Created to Live, at Amazon.com, or you can purchase a book via our website at www.iprosperdaily.com. I do not think that it is coincidental that you have tuned in, that you had the time, or that you have by the option, or you were inclined to tune in. There is something that you know that there's more to life, and there's something that you know that you have to do or that you need to do to contribute to this world that has a lot to do with your God-given purpose. We want to tell you to do it. Yes. Purpose in action is our motto, and that is being in purpose and actually operating in your purpose and your gifts and talents is what prospering is all about. Right. It's a mindset, and you were created to prosper.
That's right.
All right, and that's a wonderful way. She did. And so, as the young people said, what she said. Okay. So, with that, we are wrapping up the show. Thank you so much for tuning in for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground, Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking into a New Life, and we look forward to having you join us again on the show next week. Bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.